Oasis Audio presents The Dinosaur Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. A Terrible Lizard. 5 suitcases, 3 good-sized ones and 2 small ones, stood next to 3 good-sized children and 2 small ones. The children's grandfather, James Alden, reached into the trunk of his car. They had just pulled up behind the Pickering Natural History Museum.
"Whoa!" Mr. Alden said as he dragged out a heavy box. "What's in here, Benny?"
"Rocks,"
6-year-old Benny Alden announced as he helped his grandfather lift the box from the trunk.
"My goodness, Benny," 12-year-old Jesse Alden teased. "I thought you were just bringing a small bag of your rocks."
"I couldn't decide, Jesse, so I brought all of them,"
Benny told his oldest sister.
"Mr. and Mrs. Diggs can help me make them into a real rock collection."
"Do they know about bird's nests, too?"
Sue Lee asked her cousin Violet Alden.
"They know all about bird's nests, too, and fossils, and dinosaurs, and all kinds of things."
She took her 7-year-old cousin by the hand. Sue Lee smiled at Violet. The Aldens were part of her adopted family now. They were cousins of her parents, Joe and Alice Alden. Mr. Alden closed the trunk of the car.
"Well, children, I know the Pickering Museum will have a dinosaur skeleton or two, and a few other things you children are going to like."
Mr. Alden and Henry moved the suitcases next to the side entrance to the museum.